Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
The Burt Show.
All right, so have we all have friends here that do better than us financially, right? And the places that they want to go to when they want to hang out, or the restaurants that they want to go to are a little bit too pricey, and you almost have to like start second guessing, like, can I afford to go out with this person tonight? Have you ever been there?
Oh, I'm in that place right now. So one of my best friends, I mean, makes an obscene amount of money for our age. And she's been doing this whole thing where she wants to go on like a big birthday weekend, which is great. But like when you're doing bachelorette weekends and you're going to baby showers, some like all these expenses can just really like add up. And so she wants to do a birthday weekend that feels a lot like a bachelorette party, mm-hmm. where she wants to get a boat and she wants to go to a 5-star restaurant. And I'm just sitting here like, please, Mom, help me.
So we get this email, and if you got something going on in your life and you want to share it with us, and we share it with Burt Show fam around the country, try to get you advice, hit us up at theburtshow.com. Same case here. Mo's got the email. She just is about to break up with somebody, because a friend, because she can't afford to hang out.
I'm looking for guidance, Burt Show. I'm hoping you can steer me in the right direction. I've been listening since middle school and now listen on my way to work. Thank you for being a part of my daily routine and making me laugh on my way to places I don't want to be. I'm thinking about breaking up with a friend because she's causing me to go broke. Like, I'm super happy for her success, but my bank account can't keep up. We have a friend group of four. When it comes to salary, I'd say I'm at the bottom of that list. I get by barely. My other two friends do slightly better than me. And then there's V. She's already pulling in six figures. I know this because her success has gone to a head a bit, and she's bragged about her new job and what they offered her. Listen, I'm happy she's doing so well. I really am. But she's the planner of the group. When we go out to these high-end restaurants, I can barely afford an appetizer off those menus. Then she'll go and order an expensive bottle of wine for the table and expect us to split it at the end of the meal. She recently planned her own birthday weekend. We ended up shelling out for a 5-star resort for 2 nights, which I had put on my credit card, and I'm still paying off. I got out of the spa day by pretending to have stomach issues. Bottom line, I can't keep up, and I don't want to have to keep up making excuses to get out of expensive excursions. Talking money is so uncomfortable. I don't want to make her feel bad about her success, and I don't want charity like her covering any of my expenses so I can participate. How do you explain to a friend that you aren't financially compatible anymore?
I have been in this situation before, and I didn't say anything about it. I just let the friendship fade.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I would pick and choose the times to hang out because I knew that they were going to be expensive, but...
You were just tired of hanging out with poor people?
Yes, that lifestyle is not for me at all.
If I have to go to Chili's one more time.
Hey, don't knock Chili's. But yeah, it just kind of fades. Maybe it's ego or whatever, but saying, hey, I can't keep up with you guys financially. I would feel worse by them saying, hey, that doesn't matter, man. Hang out and I'll pay for you. That would probably hurt me more than anything else.
I will never, ever forget. Like, this is a core memory for me. We were fresh out of college. One of my friends got married pretty early. And she had, like, a hoity-toity friend that we did not know who was doing very well for herself. So we went to Chicago for the bachelorette party. And we went to an upscale sushi joint. And so we all are eating, and the bougie friend ordered not one, but two bottles of champagne, because we had like, you know, six or eight people. And then the meal comes, and of course, bachelorette doesn't pay because, you know, you're covering all of her stuff, right? And then the friend splits it, and we're all supposed to like go, and she's the one who ordered the champagne, didn't run it by anybody else. And I had one friend who was struggling at the time. She was trying to get a career in TV and TV news, and she's working in like a super small market, right? So she was making bupkis. And when the girl did that, I'm talking literal tears at the dinner. Like, a full-on, how could you do that? I'm not paying for this. And so the other girl, I think realizing her error, like, took care of it, but it so awkward. Oh, yeah. The we pay for the bachelorette rule to me is complete BS. Yeah. You're about to double your income just by marrying somebody else and splitting your expenses in half, and I've got to be the one to pay for your champagne? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You been here, Mo?
Yeah, I had a friend like this when I was in college, and he had it all together, and I was still in college. I didn't have it like that, and I got tired of having to go to the dinners and be the guy who would, like, make sure that everybody saw me drinking water, and I didn't touch that steak over there. I had nothing to do with that. So, I mean, there was no shame in my game. It got to the point where I told him straight up, look, bro, I ain't got it.
And you would hope that the person who is more financially stable would realize it's kind of an a-hole move to order a bottle of wine or champagne for an entire table and expect everybody to split when you don't know what their income is.
As the guy that's been at one of these tables before where all of the high-end champagne is being ordered and all the high-end drinks, I'm not the one doing the ordering, I know I can't afford this. You can't even enjoy the meal because with every time somebody orders something, you're just doing the calculation in your mind of how much you're going to have to spend on it.
100%.
You're not enjoying it at all.
So should she just let it fade?
Let it fade.
I would say something if it was my friend.
Would you?
Yeah, it's okay. My friend. All That's right. What a friend is for.
Abby?
I would just say, I ain't paying for that champagne. Don't put that on my tab. And then I'll look at my phone awkwardly.
The Burt Show.